97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is my theme song.
I know.
It's Bo Matthews, and Carl Middleman is the producer, but kind of a co-host this week because Tony Colombo is on vacation, and we will check in with Tony on Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors as we are all piecing this together. But a country boy can't survive. Carl, you just asked me last week what my ultimate song was, and that was it. Hank Jr., Country Boy Can't Survive.
And there was method to my madness.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what song can I play for Bo next week? And this is it.
I will take it.
Hank Jr., everybody.
That is Bo Cephas, and I'm Bo Matthews, and welcome again to the program, Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. We have this show, as you're hearing on the radio, and it is also turned into a podcast, and then we also add and upload a podcast exclusive that you don't want to miss out on, because we dig a little deeper on some things, a little bit more free form in the podcast world. You know, the FCC rules don't necessarily pertain, although it's not like we go wild or crazy. But we offer that as a second thing, especially if you're headed out for the weekend to the great outdoors with the weather breaking like it has. Maybe you download the podcast, take it with you when you go for a hike or a walk, or you're going fishing or something like that. And speaking of fishing, we will be talking fishing on this program as well. But we're going to start off the program as we do every week with Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory. He's right there. Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. He's acting like he's on vacation, but as I text Carl earlier, he doesn't understand what vacation truly means, and that is where you unplug, because he wants to be on the show. So we're going to have him in the third segment to find out what's going on in the world of Disney, because that's his passion in life.
Well, he's also swimming right now. He's like, hey, when are we doing this? And I said about 40 minutes. He's like, all right, I'm going to go for a swim. So
with dolphins? Let's make it swimming with dolphins.
Sure, make it. You know what? We're going to say that he was swimming with dolphins.
Okay, he is at Disney, where
you can actually pay to swim with dolphins at Disney World.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, and he's like a VIP down there. Aaron, have you taken your family to Disney World? Are you as passionate about Disney World as Tony is?
We have not, because Piper is three, so we're waiting. My wife's like, when she hits like five, we should go.
No.
So I just started actually getting on Disney and like looking at like resorts we can stay at and everything else down there. And Piper is now, she'll be four in July, and she's starting to finally like get it. You know what I'm saying? Like Disney is actually a place that we can go to. And she has
right, but
Mickey and
you
Minnie
mentioned that, and Carl said no. Carl, why did you say no?
You should go when they are young enough that she will believe everything that she sees. When she sees a giant mouse, that will be Mickey Mouse to her. And when she sees Anna and Elsa, she will think that it is really Anna and Elsa. And when they're young enough that they believe everything that they see, it is magical to see as a parent.
Oh, okay. You sound like that. You've got experience with that.
I've done this because I said, oh, yeah, let's wait till she's older. And my friends who happen to work at Disney, they said, no, you want to see them while they are still young enough to appreciate it, because they'll appreciate it later.
Piper, do you think we should go to Disney this summer? Yes. Okay.
There you go.
So she's sitting here
does Piper like going out in the woods? Is she an outdoorsy girl?
She is, yes, we do hikes, and we got a fishing pole, and we're learning how to cast. So we got a Mickey Mouse fishing pole now. So we're working on it, and of course she's been to the gun range and stuff too, and she'll shoot about three rounds, and then she's like, okay, and then she goes and sits on the bench and watches at the gun club. Like, all right. I'll take it.
Well, as we were preparing to connect with you, Aaron, I was doing some searching for, some changes with the Second Amendment, because it seems like it's eerily silent in the peripheral of what Joe Biden's administration is doing. I haven't heard a whole lot. But I can tell you that the lawmakers of Missouri and supporters of House Bill 85, or the Second Amendment Preservation Act, gathered in the rotunda of the Capitol Wednesday to rally support for the bill. Have you been paying attention to this? I know you've been paying attention to what's going on with the Biden administration concerning the Second Amendment, and it's a big one. I think that, yeah, you know, if it goes crazy, it could go crazy in this world, I think, you know?
Yeah, so I have been paying attention to that bill you're talking about, and that popped up on my radar quite a while ago, and I've just been kind of waiting to hear the progress. And with that being said, it is moving through. Hopefully it does pass. There's also, you know, some other things that I'm tracking through as well, but that's the big one. And, you know, what happens if we pass that in Missouri and then the feds also go after some significant gun control? You know, is there going to be a supremacy clause that's going to pop in? Or because it is a fundamental right for firearms ownership, is the 10th Amendment going to kick in? And because the federal government is willing to violate and restrict your right, will the states then be forced to stand up and protect those?
Okay. To what you're saying, just a snapshot of, it's our fundamental right to have our Second Amendment, right? It is also our fundamental right to have our First Amendment, which is free speech, and we're seeing that squashed all over the place, including squashing and canceling the 45th president of the United States, which is a little frightening because it obviously, you know, it can happen by, you know, big business, big tech. And so I'm a little worried. I mean, I know that there's a lot of support for this bill in Jeff City, but including the rally, the guests that were there, the lawmakers, state sheriffs were there. But the most notable guests from the rally were Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who, you know, were arrested and charged last year for pointing guns at protesters. They were even there in the rotunda signing autographs. I mean, who ever thought that that would be something that people would want? But I mean, it's happening. It's just kind of weird that that is one of the aspects of what happened this week.
Yeah, that's I didn't know they were there signing autographs. That's a little weird.
That is a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's I mean, I'm not going to say I have celebrity status, right? But I think it is kind of cool when people come up to the gun club and go, "Hey, love listening to Second Amendment radio," or "I like seeing you do the lies at the gun store at the range explaining stuff."
Yeah.
But I've never had somebody walk up and say, "Hey, can I get an autograph?" You know?
Well, and, you know, times have changed,
it is
too,
weird.
I'll admit. It is. Times have changed, though, because now usually, I mean, you know, being in radio in St. Louis for a long time, it's happened to me as well. But you know, in the last 5 years, it's all about, "Oh, can I get a selfie with you?" So yeah. I didn't see that happening. They were still going after the autographs from the McCloskeys. But this bill, I don't know how this works, but the bill, if it goes through, would allow the state to block any present, current, or future federal gun laws. And I don't know. I don't know. I just don't see how that can, how federal gun laws can be overridden by a state. But obviously, Missouri's trying to do that.
Yeah, and Missouri's not the first state that's tried to do that. It was Kansas and Nebraska did that, and then the feds tried to clamp down because the citizens in that state were making suppressors. You know, so it's kind of interesting. So I got kind of a side note. Were they signing like AR-15s and first handguns?
No, it looks like Patricia McCloskey was signing a piece of paper or something in the picture I saw.
Gotcha. Maybe it was like a photo of her, you know, asking to see the protest manager or something. I don't know. That's all right. Anyway, now I'm done with my funny jokes. So
that was cute.
Well. Did you really land it, though? That's the question. Anyway, Aaron, any news? I mean, in your conversations with the manufacturers, the suppliers that you have, is there any, can you give us a peek into those conversations that you're having, or are they not just any different than they have been for the last several months?
Yeah. I mean, so basically we talk to everybody and they say, yeah, it's 90 days before we're going to see this, or 60 days, et cetera. And we're starting to hit those marks, you know, in January, where they were saying 60, 90 days. And we are starting to see some of those POs hit. Now, obviously, you know, Glock is making more Glock 19s than they are any other model by about 10. And with that being said, you know, they maybe even increase that, but Glock 19 is definitely the most popular. So we're seeing a lot of those flow through the shop. Not so many, like, of the 45 ACP or the 10 mil, et cetera. And then, you know, it's like back orders with other manufacturers, kind of the same thing. Some guns have just disappeared, which happens every time something like this does happen. You'll see, you don't see this gun really anymore, or this gun anymore, because they're really focusing on what sells, what's the most popular stuff. As far as ammo.
And what you can get ammo for.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, you know, ammo, like 38 Special, pretty hard to get here lately. It's been interesting. I haven't seen any 44 Magnum in a while either. Actually, I just got a buddy who gave me 100 primers, which has been another super rare thing to even see those when we've gotten those in. But primers, he gave me 100 primers so I could press some 44 mag out.
So, and you also, the last time I was in your store, you also shared that you have local ammo makers, reloaders, that you can resell. These are sold as new because it is, you know, it's reloaded to specifications that are, you know, with the law. And so the price is actually a little bit cheaper than what you would buy out of a box. Yeah.
Yeah, so the difference between the reloaded ammunition, the manufacturer, he does actually two types of ammunition. It's a new manufacturer and reloaded. So the new manufacturer is, you know, new case, right? New brass, and then, you know, the powder and primer and obviously projectile are new. When you get the remanufactured stuff, that is certified once fired. And so you see a lot of that, like normally like the police ranges, or government stuff, you see it like 223, 308, 940, 45 is what you'll see that. So the new manufacturer stuff, you normally see 380, 25, 32, 38, and 44. Magnum. So
now, is Southern Armory also a supplier for people that do reload themselves? I'm not one of them, but do you also have those components?
Yeah. So we carry components when you get a hold of them. So like, somebody was asking me, he's like, "What's the story with primers right now?" I said, "I'd like to know because I have about a million and a half back order." You know, like it'd be nice to see a little bit of movement, even if they just gave me 10,000, you know, but, you know, when we started getting up into the seven figures and we just keep putting those back orders in, you know, every month and a half, because it staggers what we'll get, you know, as time progresses. It's just interesting. And talking with one of our local manufacturers that makes ammunition, he's like, "I got like 10 million on order." And he's like, "You know, I'm just looking at some sort of movement whenever I can get it." And he just got some large or small pistol primers in, so he's loading up 9 or 45 or something for us now. So that was good. And I told him, said, "Hey, you know, if you get inundated with a bunch of primers, you let us know, and we will gladly put them on the shelf for sale."
Why not?
Because, you know, he's only able to get so many projectiles and so many cases. And
exactly. Okay. Well, to me, the reloading thing seems so dangerous. That's why I don't do it. But I know it's like arts and crafts or cooking. It's a recipe. But if people want to come find you and talk to you about reloading or anything else, tell them how they can find you right now, Aaron.
Yeah. So you can find us. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road. And you can find us on Southern Armory on Facebook, Second Amendment News Podcast on Facebook, and southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
And that's Aaron Tarlow. Thanks for the chat, Aaron. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Yes, definitely. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Good stuff, man. That guy just knows so much. But, you know, when it comes to gun aficionados, they do. They just follow this stuff. You know, kind of like you see somebody that's all about sports. They know everything about it. They know what happened in the Super Bowl of 1976. Aaron's this way in the Second Amendment world and the firearms world. So go meet him and go talk to him. He's got a great family, including Piper, who did a cameo on the program here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Bo, to tie it in, sir. There is a Pixar film born right around the same time Piper was born called Piper.
What? Mind blown. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk fishing, ice fishing, yes, and we're going to talk to Bluff City Outdoors. Mark McMurray is going to join us on the program next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Stay right there.
Very good. Very good.
I pay attention from time to time.
That's wonderful.
Everybody knows that song. And does everybody know that there are words to that song?
Yeah. And the name of the song is The Fishing Hole.
It's Meet the Flintstones.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews. Tony Colombo is in Orlando at Disney World, the happiest place on earth, according to him. And we are going to talk to him in the next segment to find out how his trip is going. And we also have some information that Carl has dug up about outdoor activities and Disney, as I understand it.
That's true.
But in this segment, we are going to talk about fishing in the great outdoors, and it is brought to you by Razorback Armor, your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. They've been in business a long time, and they know what they're talking about. Find them online and find their directions and address at RazorbackArmory.com, and when you go in, tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory. Now, one of the pro fishermen that I have had the chance to become friends with over the last several years is Brian from Stream Adventures, and I've actually been on a Stream Adventure with the man just last year. We did it. I think it was a January trip, wasn't it? Last January.
It was cold.
It wasn't terrible, but it was a decent day. But welcome back to the show. He's been on it several times, Brian. Good to have you on again.
Yes, good to be with you, Bo.
So before, earlier this week, you did share with me during the cold snap that we had, you were channeling your inner Alaskan man, your inner Minnesotan man. You did some ice fishing, and I wanted to hear and let people know now is not the time to ice fish because of all this beautiful weather.
No. Do not trust the ice now.
But you surgically, selected a day to go out and do some ice fishing. Tell us what happened.
Oh, well, I did not have a great day of fishing. Well, I had a day of fishing, not a day of catching. However, okay. Still just need to be on the ice. You know,
it's better than nothing.
Fishing, well, and it was beautiful. It was a little eerie this year. The water was ponding on top of the ice. That was on Saturday when we had that real nice warm weather. And so as the snow was melting, instead of the water raising the ice, the water raised over the ice. And so that was a little weird, being ankle deep in water, cutting a hole in the ice. But it was still cool. I mean, I had about 6 inches of ice on my lake, and which 3 inches of good clean ice will hold most humans just fine. But I would never recommend anybody just go walk out onto the ice. You cut test holes, you double check that thickness every 6 feet or so. It's good to have a buddy with you, just in case.
Yeah.
When can you put a four-wheeler on the ice?
4 inches. Well, really, really six. I don't, because of inconsistencies and currents, and depending on what's feeding the stream or the lake that you're in, I would wait for 6 inches in Missouri.
Yeah. You can actually Google it. They have a graph on, you know, how thick does it need to be for a human? Most humans, I guess, not one size fits all,
right.
Like me. But several years ago when we had ice and it was real cold and long enough, I was able to get my four-wheeler out and do donuts and plow the snow off of it.
Oh, yeah.
You put that
online.
There was about
4 inches of ice that day. But my wife did say that when I went across the lake, she could see the waveness of the ice.
Oh, yeah.
So it is dangerous. But you mentioned you didn't have a good day catching, but a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work, as we can all agree.
Oh,
when you're out in the outdoors.
Yep.
Did you get skunked, though? That's my question.
Yes, yes, that was my first skunk day. I don't know how many years.
Did you get a nibble at least? Because that's
I never had anything that I would swear to you was a bite. Now, however, I normally when you're doing the ice fishing like I am, I was fishing in 10 feet of water over brush piles, and I'm cutting my holes with a sharpshooter spade, not with an ice auger. And so you really disturb the environment while you're digging those holes.
They know you're there.
Right. And my intent was to then go refish those holes the next morning. And I just never got out there. I got too busy. Yeah. So I'd almost don't count that day. It was more of a day of cutting ice and then checking depth with my fishing pole. I don't have the ice fishing electronics.
Good answer.
We don't get to do it here very often. So I haven't invested in any of the really neat stuff to really do it effectively like you would in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, they do Airbnb ice houses now.
Oh, yeah.
With television, internet, you know, food,
You drive your truck with your shanty on a sled and park your shanty out there. So I would love to do that one day.
My pond did freeze over, and my little aluminum boat is sitting down by the lake, and I thought, okay, I know the ice is thin, and I thought about just scooting myself in the boat across the water just to see if it would break through. But like you, I had the thought, but I didn't go for it. I didn't get in the great outdoors, dang it.
Well, we'll be on the river. The rivers have finally thawed. So we'll be back out on the river maybe even this weekend.
I would think.
I'm excited about that. I'll see if the water clears up, but I'm really excited. I know I've got one scheduled Wednesday of next week in the upper Big River, and we'll be using the inflatables and some waders. So it'll be an exciting trip.
Yeah, that's what Stream Adventures does. And again, we had a choice day last year that Brian's like, hey, I'm going fish tomorrow. You want to go? And I was all in. And we definitely didn't get skunked on that trip. We had a great boat ride. So if you're looking, you know, because you think of guided fishing tours, you think of, you know, Florida or something like that, the Gulf of Mexico. No. It happens right here in Missouri on the great rivers that we have. And that's your guy, Brian, from Stream Adventures. Look him up on Facebook and you can connect there. You also do gift certificates and things like that for gifts in the future. Yeah.
And we've got different modes. We've got canoes. I've got a jet boat that has sustained an injury, so it's down right now, but I'm hoping to have it up pretty soon. And then and we go through some really, really skinny water with it, so it can take a beating. And then I've got inflatable pontoon boats that are really a blast.
You're a good host, and if I can go back about a year when we did that trip, I think you were pretty impressed with my casting capabilities, although I haven't fished a lot since I was a kid, so, you know.
Yeah, no, you absolutely amazed. I was really quite amazed with as little fishing as you do. you were dead on. I don't remember getting out of any trees, so.
You didn't have to put my worm on the hook either. Thanks, Dad. All right, Brian, thanks for checking in with us on Second Amendment Radio and Great Outdoors, buddy. We will see you on the water soon. Again, Stream Adventures. Look them up on Facebook.
Very good. I thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. We'll talk soon.
And guess who's on the line?
We go to the north of the St. Louis metro area. Mark McMurray, Bluff City Outdoors, welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We've got time in this segment. I just wanted to find out. I heard that, Mark, you had some big sales event coming up, and for people that are, you know, seeing the weather change, they want to get out on the water, tell me what's going on at Bluff City Outdoors.
Hey, how's it going? Yep. So next weekend, starting March 4th, that's a Thursday through that Sunday, we're going to be having our annual spring sale going on. So we are going to be having some tremendous deals on fishing for bass, crappie, catfish, bluegill, you name it. We've been getting stuff in every day, and places, shops looking well stocked and ready for the sale.
I bet you were happy to see the temperatures come up after last week's tundra, huh?
Oh, my gosh. What a difference.
It was rough.
It was crazy stuff.
And do you find your customers are like loitering in your store because they can't be out on the water, so they're coming in just looking for what's new for 2021?
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. And then there is people that were looking for that cold weather because they wanted to go ice fishing, and we haven't had any good ice for the last few years. So they did get one really good weekend of it in, so that they'll be happy for now. But let's get on with
that's off of the spring. Most of your customers fish the Mississippi that rolls by you. And are there a bunch of eddies or areas of the Mississippi that they can get to do that ice fishing safely?
Yeah, there's some of the backwater sloughs and stuff that have historically been really good ice fishing spots.
And did you get out there yourself, or are you like the plumber with the broke toilet at home, but you're fixing everybody's stuff?
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's I've never done ice fishing. I know a lot of my friends that do, and they really catch a lot of fish, and it's a good time, and they enjoy it. Yeah, the first weekend it was just we had the good ice, but it was just so cold that nobody wanted to go out with that 0 degree stuff and wind blowing 20 miles an hour.
And the snow too, Mark. The snow was ridiculous. I was going out on my tractor every few hours to plow the driveway, and my fingertips were just so cold so quickly I couldn't even handle it out there. It was ridiculous. Mark is at Bluff City Outdoors. Tell us maybe more specifically about this big spring sale you got coming up starting this Thursday next week.
Yeah, so we're going to start on Thursday, and we'll have daily specials each day that are kind of in-house. We don't like to advertise. We'll be putting them out on Facebook. If you follow us on the Facebook, then we'll say, hey, this is going to be the daily special for this day. But we're going to have pretty much a blanket, almost everything in there. We'll have some sort of sale. Rods. We've got a tremendous amount of catfishing rods, and crappie rods are coming in. We beefed up the brands we're carrying in the selection. And then the amount of baits we carry is probably the most of any place in St. Louis, especially if you get into crappie and catfish gear. I don't think anybody has a selection that we have. And we got great prices too. So
you follow them on Facebook. That's Bluff City Outdoors, and also your website, BluffCityOutdoors.com.
Yeah, BluffCityOutdoors.com. We actually have in our e-commerce site is BluffCityTackle.com. So we do sell online, and we're going to be running an online promotion. I'm going to be announcing the coupon code for the 4 days here on our Facebook page. It's going to be I'm not sure exactly when I'm doing a catfish-specific one. That's going to be called CatCon in honor of the catfish conference that got canceled, but they're doing virtually this weekend. And so that would be the coupon code, be CatCon, CatCon.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck on the sale. Everybody wants a great deal. So thanks to you, Mark, for being a part of the Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors Show. And we hope the sale is a huge smash hit for a lot of people.
Yep. Come on down and see us.
Okay. Sounds good. Mark McMurray, Bluff City Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews. Tony Colombo is on vacation, but he doesn't understand what a vacation really means. So we are going to check in with him as he is down at Disney World with his family on vacation. We're going to check in with Tony Colombo next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Wow. Davey, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Davy Crockett. That's awesome.
That's Disney
property.
That's
what you get
property.
When you have a... is it? Oh, no. Of course it is. That's what you get with a producer like Carl Middleman. My name is Bo Matthews. This is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And Tony Colombo is in the Great Outdoors, and he is in Orlando. But my friend, you offered to be on the show, and I just had to look up the definition of vacation is a period spent away from home or business in travel or recreation. To have a restful vacation at the beach or wherever, and you just cannot stay away, man. Are you just babysitting me? Is this what's going on?
Well, I'm checking a lot of those boxes because I'm sitting at the beach. I've got a cocktail between the beach and the pool, and I'm looking at blue, beautiful skies. So I can take 10 minutes or so to be on the phone, and I don't think break up the definition of vacation too much. How's it going back there, guys?
It's almost as warm as you are.
Really?
It was almost 60 yesterday. It was almost 60, and then this weekend it's going to be touching the 60s, 59, 60, 61.
Yeah, it's been in the low 80s just about every day here.
That's
so
great.
It's been freaking perfect. Beautiful
every morning I check.
Go ahead.
Every morning I check the weather channel, and I look at where my sister is in Naples. I got family in North Carolina, New Jersey, upstate New York, Minnesota. You know, Florida always wins with the warmest temperatures. So I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Was this a drive-to destination, or did you fly down there?
No, we always drive, you know, saves a little bit of money. Flying five people, you know, kids included, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to get them in the car, too, but getting them on an airplane and dealing with the amount of luggage, particularly that comes along with a teenage daughter, you know, it's just better to rent a family truckster and make the drive. But it is gorgeous out here. And speaking of the great outdoors, my view right now is of the beautiful Seven Seas Lagoon. And what I think a lot of people don't know about Disney is that, you know, everybody thinks of the Magic Kingdom and, you know, kids and rides and Mickey Mouse, but they have lots of cool outdoor activities that you can do while you're here. They have a fishing, you can go on a bass fishing excursion.
I was just telling Bo. I was just, my wife and daughter did that a year and a half ago, that you go on a boat and for like $50 for an hour, it's catch and release, but you get to fish on Disney property between Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Kissimmee.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, it's on Disney property in Celebration and Orlando.
Yeah, Celebration is the neighborhood, the community. And we actually looked into buying a home down there, but when they, in their HOA, their homeowners association, could dictate what interior colors your walls could be, they all had to be actual Disney colors, because if they were seen from the outside, they had to be, you know, corresponding with Disney. It's just, it's about, you know, a theme, and they're wanting to stick with it. So are you going to take up the bass fishing opportunity?
Well, no, right now, because now I have in the past brought my own tackle box and a couple poles down here and have fished from the bank myself. But right now the excursion, a lot of stuff is still COVID closed. So the bass fishing excursion, the horseback riding that you can do, and some of those other like outdoor activities that they have, those like extracurricular activities that aren't part of like the main Disney,
like the Chippendale, you know, barbecue.
Yeah, like a lot of that stuff is still closed. However, they are reopening things rapidly and getting back to normal here. So I don't think it'll be too much longer before all of those things are open again. I mean, there's signs around the lake here that say, you know, fishing in Seven Seas Lagoon. It's got the different type of species that you can catch. And the very first one is largemouth bass. So this is there's lots of cool outdoor activities for people that want to maybe take the kids on a vacation, like a dream vacation, but have the ability to sneak away and do some other things like fishing,
camping,
golfing.
You could stay at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a campground.
There's lots of great outdoor activities here, on top of all the other, you know, obvious Disney stuff.
Amusement park stuff. Yeah. They've got the Clear Kayak Adventures through Silver Springs. And I own a Clear Kayak for our pond so we can see the fish, which are still there, by the way. They were churning this morning. Good news, everybody. But while you're down there, you can swim with manatees. They've got a little bit of everything, and that is amazing. You know, we often talk about, you know, Texas being a state that wants to secede from the Union. Disney could probably do that in Florida. They could, because it's its own entity, from their power grid to their, you know, water supply, all that stuff. They literally could probably do that. In 2004, when I lived in Orlando, you know, hurricanes came in, knocked out power and everything. Disney was running just fine the whole time. It was amazing.
Well, they used to have their own fire department, but now they have acquiesced, and now the surrounding city runs their fire department.
Oh, okay. Right,
and their police.
And as massive as Disney World is, with all the different parks and all the different property that they own and all the different resorts, they own way more property in this area that is still underdeveloped.
Yep.
So they can do a they can do a whole lot more if they ever decide to. So you're right, Bo. It is its own little country down here. But it's also the reason we love it is it's the only place. So my son turned 4 on this trip. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, it was James' birthday trip, so that's why we're here. But we also were able to take my my daughter's senior high school pictures in the Magic Kingdom here, so she got that taken care of.
And except the castle looks like a birthday cake.
Yeah, you're right, it does. it's the only place that we can take a 17-year-old girl, a 10-year-old girl, and a now 4-year-old boy, and they all equally enjoy it. So
yeah, they're all engaged.
That doesn't happen very many places, but yeah, it's beautiful down here.
You know, it's so weird because as we're talking and getting ready to talk to you, Tony, down in Disney World, I'm punching in different things. They have what they call America's Escape Game, Crisis at 1600. And it's clues and puzzles. It's an escape room, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a premise that there's a crisis at the White House. An armed group of paramilitary radicals have compromised the nation's safety. Your mission to stop a missile attack at the White House before it's too late. I had no idea that was like an amusement feature down there. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they modify that and take the White House aspect out of it, you know,
and make it Star Wars.
Yeah, political correct. You know what I didn't do, Carl, is maybe I can do this before we leave because we're still going to Magic Kingdom one more time. The last time we were here and I went to the Hall of Presidents, it was Donald Trump.
Yep.
You know, delivering the featured address. You know, anybody that's ever been in that, it's, you know, it's animatronics of every president that's ever been, and several of them speak, like Washington and Lincoln and, you know, a few others, but the current president always talks the most. And, you know, it's an actual recording of their voice. They do a little speech for Disney World, for the Hall of Presidents. Every president does it. I wonder if the Joe Biden
animatronic
is up.
They closed it the last week of January, and they put him in, and he is now in.
Wow.
Maybe I'll have to go.
That's crazy. It is its own, country. Tony, when do you guys head north to come back home?
So we'll be heading home as you're listening to this. So yeah, it'll be this weekend that we'll be coming home.
Are you driving straight through? Is that how you do it?
Oh yeah, always drive straight through.
The problem is Nashville, and then the problem is Atlanta. Those are the two awful spots.
You got that right. but the other no way great around it. Thing about this. And I don't know how much longer we're going to be talking, and I don't know if we're going to get into any
2 minutes. But we have the podcast exclusive that you're going to be on here.
Right. So I don't know, you know. But the other great thing about being here or just being on vacation in general is for the first time and probably the last since the last time I was on vacation, I have no idea what's going on in the world of news and politics.
Good for you.
And it feels great to be unplugged from all of that stuff, knowing that, of course, you know, we'll have to dive right back in when we get back. But it's just so good for the soul, and I recommend it to everybody. And you don't have to go to Florida. You don't have to go to Disney World to unplug. You can take a weekend at home and just decide to, you know, do something outside, or, you know, just turn off the TV and don't check the news notifications on your phone.
Right.
Unplug from this crazy world for a few days, and it's the best advice I think you could give anybody right now.
I would have to concur, because as we lead up to the show, of course I've got to re-engage and make sure I'm doing what I, you know what I'm trying to talk about as much as I can. But yeah, that's great advice for anybody. Go for a walk out at a state park, Babbler State Park or Beechtree Park, wherever, whatever park, Forest Park. Just get outside and turn your face away from your screen, your gadget, your TV or whatever. And just take a deep breath and think about what's important in life, like vacationing with your family. Tony, I'm impressed with you, man. I'm glad you made it down there safe, and I hope you continue to have a great time.
Absolutely. Now we're enjoying it, and I like the opportunity to check in. So thanks.
See, you had to kind of re-engage, but at least you're not paying attention to the news, and I won't even joke about updating you here because you'll have plenty to consume when you get back. But we are going to end the radio show, but look for Tony and me on the podcast exclusive for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony, you hang right there, and everybody else have a great rest of your weekend, and thank you for listening to this program, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Born on the mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three.
Wow, Davey, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, Davy Crockett. That's awesome.
That's Disney property.
That's what you get
property.
When you have a... Oh, is it? Oh, no. Of course it is. That's what you get with a producer like Carl Middleman. My name is Bo Matthews. This is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And Tony Colombo is in the Great Outdoors, and he is in Orlando. But my friend, you offered to be on the show, and I just had to look up the definition of vacation is a period spent away from home or business in travel or recreation. To have a restful vacation at the beach or wherever, and you just cannot stay away, man. Are you just babysitting me? Is this what's going on?
Well, I'm checking a lot of those boxes because I'm sitting at the beach. I've got a cocktail between the beach and the pool, and I'm looking at blue, beautiful skies. So I can take 10 minutes or so to be on the phone, and I don't think break up the definition of vacation too much. How's it going back there, guys?
It's almost as warm as you are.
Really?
It was almost 60 yesterday. It was almost 60, and then this weekend it's going to be touching the 60s, 59, 60, 61.
Yeah, it's been in the low 80s just about every day here.
That's
so
great.
It's been freaking perfect. Beautiful.
Every morning I check.
Go ahead.
Every morning I check the weather channel, and I look at where my sister is in Naples. I got family in North Carolina, New Jersey, upstate New York, Minnesota. You know, Florida always wins with the warmest temperatures. So I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Was this a drive-to destination, or did you fly down there?
No, we always drive, you know, saves a little bit of money. Flying five people, you know, kids included, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to get them in the car, too, but getting them on an airplane and dealing with the amount of luggage, particularly that comes along with a teenage daughter, you know, it's just better to rent a family truckster and make the drive. But it is gorgeous out here. And speaking of the great outdoors, my view right now is of the beautiful Seven Seas Lagoon. And what I think a lot of people don't know about Disney is that, you know, everybody thinks of the Magic Kingdom and, you know, kids and rides and Mickey Mouse, but they have lots of cool outdoor activities that you can do while you're here. They have a fishing, you can go on a bass fishing excursion.
I was just telling Bo, my wife and daughter did that a year and a half ago, that you go on a boat and for like $50 for an hour, it's catch and release, but you get to fish on Disney property between Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Kissimmee.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, it's actually on Disney property in Celebration and Orlando.
Yeah, Celebration is the neighborhood, the community. And we actually looked into buying a home down there, but when they, in their HOA, their homeowners association, could dictate what interior colors your walls could be, they all had to be actual Disney colors, because if they were seen from the outside, they had to be, you know, corresponding with Disney. It's about, you know, a theme, and they're wanting to stick with it. So are you going to take up the bass fishing opportunity?
Well, no, right now, because now I have in the past brought my tackle box and a couple poles down here and have fished from the bank myself. But right now the excursion, a lot of stuff is still COVID closed. So, the bass fishing excursion, the horseback riding that you can do, and some of those other like outdoor activities that they have, those like, extracurricular activities that aren't part of like the main Disney,
like the Chip and Dale barbecue.
Yeah, like a lot of that stuff is still closed. However, they are reopening things rapidly and getting back to normal here. So I don't think it'll be too much longer before all of those things are open again. I mean, there's signs around the lake here that say, you know, fishing in Seven Seas Lagoon. It's got the different type of species that you can catch. And the very first one is largemouth bass. So this is like, there's lots of cool outdoor activities for people that want to maybe take the kids on a vacation, like a dream vacation, but have the ability to sneak away and do some other things like fishing,
camping,
golfing.
You could stay at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a campground.
There's lots of great outdoor activities here, on top of all the other, you know, obvious Disney stuff.
Amusement park stuff. Yeah. They've got the Clear Kayak Adventures through Silver Springs. And I own a Clear Kayak for our pond so we can see the fish, which are still there, by the way. They were churning this morning. Good news, everybody. But while you're down there, you can swim with manatees. They've got a little bit of everything, and that is amazing. You know, we often talk about, you know, Texas being a state that wants to secede from the Union. Disney could probably do that in Florida. They could because it's its own entity, from their power grid to their, you know, water supply, all that stuff. They literally could probably do that. In 2004, when I lived in Orlando, you know, hurricanes came in, knocked out power and everything. Disney was running just fine the whole time. It was amazing.
Well, they used to have their own fire department, but now they have acquiesced, and now the surrounding city runs their fire department.
Oh, okay.
And their police.
And as massive as Disney World is, with all the different parks and all the different property that they own and all the different resorts, they own way more property in this area that is still underdeveloped.
Yep.
So they can do a whole lot more if they ever decide to. So you're right, Bo. It is its own little country down here. But it's also the reason we love it is it's the only place. So my son turned 4 on this trip. So
happy birthday.
Yeah. It was James' birthday trip, so that's why we're here. But we also were able to take my daughter's senior high school pictures in the Magic Kingdom here, so she got that taken care of.
Except the castle looks like a birthday cake.
Yeah, you're right, it does. but it's the only place that we can take a 17-year-old girl, a 10-year-old girl, and a now 4-year-old boy, and they all equally enjoy it. So
yeah, they're all engaged.
That doesn't happen very many places, but yeah, it's beautiful down here.
You know, it's so weird because as we're talking and getting ready to talk to you, Tony, down in Disney World, I'm punching in different things. They have what they call America's Escape Game, Crisis at 1600. And it's clues and puzzles. It's an escape room, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a premise that there's a crisis at the White House. An armed group of paramilitary radicals have compromised the nation's safety. Your mission to stop a missile attack at the White House before it's too late. I had no idea that was like an amusement feature down there. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they modify that and take the White House aspect out of it, you know,
and make it Star Wars.
Yeah, political correct. You know what I didn't do, Carl, is maybe I can do this before we leave because we're still going to Magic Kingdom one more time. The last time we were here and I went to the Hall of Presidents, it was Donald Trump.
Yep.
You know, delivering the featured address. You know, anybody that's ever been in that, it's, you know, it's animatronics of every president that's ever been, and several of them speak, like Washington and Lincoln and, you know, a few others, but the current president always talks the most. And, you know, it's an actual recording of their voice. They do a little speech for Disney World, for the Hall of Presidents. Every president does it. I wonder if the Joe Biden,
they closed it the last week of January, and they put him in, and he is now in.
Wow.
Maybe I'll have to go.
That's crazy. It is its own country. Tony, when do you guys head north to come back home?
So we'll be heading home as you're listening to this. So yeah, it'll be this weekend that we'll be coming home.
Are you driving straight through? Is that how you do it?
Oh, yeah. Always drive. Oh, yeah. Always drive straight through.
The problem is problem is Nashville, and then the problem is Atlanta. Those are the two awful spots.
You got that right. You got that right. but the other great thing about this, and I don't know how much longer we're going to be talking, and I don't know if we're going to get into any
2 minutes. But we have the podcast exclusive that you're going to be on here.
Right. So I don't know, but the other great thing about being here or just being on vacation in general is, for the first time and probably since the last time I was on vacation, I have no idea what's going on in the world of news and politics.
Good for you.
And it feels great to be unplugged from all of that stuff, knowing that, of course, we'll have to dive right back in when we get back. But it's just so good for the soul, and I recommend it to everybody. And you don't have to go to Florida. You don't have to go to Disney World to unplug. You can take a weekend at home and just decide to, do something outside, or, just turn off the TV and don't check the news notifications on your phone and unplug from this crazy world for a few days. And it's it's the best advice I think you could give anybody right now.
I would have to concur, because when I as we lead up to the show, of course, I've got to reengage and make sure I'm doing what I'm trying to talk about as much as I can. But yeah, that's great advice for anybody. Go for a walk out at a state park, Babbler State Park or Beechree Park, wherever, whatever park, Forest Park. Just get outside and turn your face away from your screen, your gadget, your TV or whatever. And just take a deep breath and think about what's important in life, like vacationing with your family. Tony, I'm impressed with you, man. I'm glad you made it down there safe, and I hope you continue to have a great time.
Absolutely. Now we're enjoying it, and I like the opportunity to check in, so thanks.
See, you had to kind of re-engage, but at least you're not paying attention to the news, and I won't even joke about updating you here, because you'll have plenty to consume when you get back. But we are going to end the radio show, but look for Tony and me on the podcast exclusive for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony, you hang right there, and everybody else have a great rest of your weekend, and thank you for listening to this program, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.